This is Chris Martin from New Hampshire Audubon, bringing you Something Wild.
I'm Carol Foss, Director of Conservation at Audubon.
Carol is the coordinator of the Rusty Blackbird Spring Migration Blitz. We're out here along the Merrimack River in a flooded cornfield looking for rusty blackbirds.
Last fall at a meeting, we decided that the next step was to try and identify where they were spending time during migration as stopover habitat.
Why did we come
here
to this place to find these migratory birds?
Well, it's near the river, for one thing, so birds that are using that as kind of a migratory route find this a convenient stopping place.
So a stopping place is the place that they would fuel up on their way to their breeding sites in Quebec and in northern New Hampshire. It's like there's some action down there by the pond. How would you tell if it's a rusty versus anything else?
Well, between a red wing and a rusty, the red wing has the red wing, which the rusty doesn't, but the rusty has a bright yellow eye. So even if a red wing is perched with its red wing covered up, which they often do, if you don't see the yellow eye, then you don't have a rusty.
So we're looking for a quarter-inch wide yellow eye.
Right.
Okay.
There's dark birds down here.
That one?
Currently.
There's several, actually. Okay, though, I'm seeing blackbirds and I'm hearing blackbirds around, but I don't think I'm hearing rusties. How? Did you hear that gurgle just then? Tape being wound backwards, like that.
Rusty blackbird populations across North America have experienced a dramatic decline. Populations today are probably 10 to 20% of what they were at the turn of the previous century. We're both trying to figure out what caused the decline and figure out what conservation measures can be taken today to A, help sustain the populations that remains, and also encourage them to reproduce successfully and survive and grow the population.
So do the experts at this point have any sense of why this species of blackbird has declined so much?
There are many hypotheses and no smoking guns. There are certainly habitat issues on the wintering grounds. There were several species of oaks that were an important part of the rusty's winter diet. And the soils that supported those species of oaks were ideal for farming, so most of those forests have been cleared. There was a major spruce budworm outbreak in Canada and northern New England during the 70s. A lot of DDT was used. At this point, we kind of suspect there were a number of different factors that converged that have led to the decline, but it's pretty tough to tease all that apart.
Knee-deep in a vernal pool, looking for rusty blackbirds. I'm Chris Martin for Something Wild. Something Wild is a joint production of New Hampshire Audubon, the Society for the Protection of New Hampshire Forests, and NHPR.